Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's do something crazy.
Wake up with Toucher and Rich.
Oh boy, that's dumb.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's what y'all wanted for 98 miles. Alright, man, you got it. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Toucher and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Toucher look like Al Bundy on crap, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for ya, bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mack?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
Bertrand's next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass Scott. I heard you was Tom Dick Jacket. Tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what? I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right? Wall Dick, where you at? Check me out.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and it is our treat to be joined by former NFL great Brandon Merriweather. He had done our show for a couple years. He is now his own show. If you follow him on Instagram, you know all about that. He's been involved in a bunch of charity stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, I follow you here on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. I follow you on Instagram. You're up to a lot of stuff.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to do a lot of stuff. I'm trying to stay out of trouble.
All right, so you're keeping yourself busy and staying out of trouble. So you had your first show on Saturday?
Yeah, I did. Last Saturday was the first radio show.
Now, how many times did you swear in your first show, Brandon Merriweather?
None.
Okay.
I surprised myself.
Because we've got an over-under going this morning.
you know, it's crazy. That was the first thing I asked them when they was asking me to do the show. That was the first thing I asked them. I was like, how many times can I cuss before I get dumped?
Yeah, the dump button. I think after three, you have to go to music or something in order to get it back. Which is no good.
Well, they actually told me four times before they have to go to break. So,
this is great that we got you on. Last week we thought we were going to have you on, but what happened on, was it Friday? What happened on Friday, Brandon?
Man, I had a long night at the restaurant that night before, and I got home at like 4:30, and man, I was asleep like a mom, man. I was asleep, man. I ain't gonna even lie to y'all, man. I woke up, it was like 11 o'clock. I was like, damn, my bad.
So the restaurant, are you like hands-on with it, or do you get to kind of sit back and enjoy yourself? Brandon's got a restaurant in Apopka, Florida.
I was more hands-on at the beginning. So it's been a year now. So now it's more like I could sit back and enjoy it a little more now. That's why I actually did the radio show, because I'm kind of backing up away from the restaurant a little more.
Yeah, you got a little more time on your hands.
Yeah, just a little bit, though. Not much. I still get called for all the dumb stuff, so it's all right.
Like our show.
Yeah, kind of.
Did you miss us, though? Is that why you got back in the radio? Did you miss us?
I did, man. I can't even lie, man. Where my dog Walter at, man? Where you at?
I'm here. What's going on?
Silly, man. No, but Fredo, man, I actually tuning in to the show all the time, man. I even got on Twitter a couple of times to see what was going on, man. I did. I miss y'all boys.
I saw that. I saw that you volunteered for our in-studio game of Dungeons & Dragons with John Wallace.
No, I didn't.
You're a loss.
No, I didn't. Anything that Walt Dick is involved in, I don't want to be no part.
Oh, that's not nice.
It's twice in a row, 2 days in a row, that former football players have insulted you.
God. That's right. We had Troy Brown in here making fun of his, saying that he needed braces, and he wanted to find out what color little things he was
going to get. Patriots colors with the blue wire.
Yeah, if he was going to get Patriots braces on there. So, yeah, did you guys cross over at all, you and Troy, like maybe a year? You did.
No, actually, Troy was there my first 2-3 years.
Okay.
So I know Troy. Man, Troy, real good, man. Troy's a real good guy.
You got any good Troy Brown stories that we can throw on him when he gets in?
Nope. y'all know I like my stories, man. You know I like to put them out there. But Troy, I respect Troy way too much to throw him anywhere under the bus. So I can't do Troy like that.
All right. So,
now,
but
some other people, I got you. But Troy, I can't do him.
All right. Give us someone.
Let's just do the wheel of stories right now. Who you got there, Brandon?
No, guys. I thought we came on here to talk about life and stuff, man. We ain't come here to talk about them guys.
How about Matt Patricia? I know you got something about him. There's got to be some sort of Matt Patricia story.
No, man. Actually, Matt ain't never did anything. He was just like their puppet, man, you know. So he was like a small bill, man. I really ain't got nothing about Matt. He never did anything.
Is that what you? All right. Is that what you called him, Bill's puppet? Is that what the players used to call him?
No, man. No, ain't nobody calling that. That's just how I, you know, describe him. Like just about everybody, though. Everybody's kind of like a Bill puppet. They all kind of act similar in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Now, are you surprised that he get a head coaching job?
No, I'm not, man. I actually been thought that it happened a long time ago. I thought he was going to be one of them people who surprised everybody and got a job and actually did good.
That didn't happen.
He got a job, but the second part, I think there's some people have some questions about. What about Josh McDaniels? What was your impression of him? And I know obviously he was a different side of the ball, but I mean, he was obviously around. And what did you make of him when you were playing for the team?
Offense genius, yo. He's one of the best offensive minds I ever seen. I personally think he's gonna be, you know, one of the best coaches, you know, to run a football program. I think he got great potential. I hope he stays right where he at in New England and continue, you know, to keep New England where they at.
Okay, so I forget which athlete it was. It might have been Randy Moss, who I saw on TV this weekend. They're talking about when a new coach comes in, players, like NFL players, have this gift of immediately being able to sniff out BS. Like, who's being a poser when it comes to being a coach, like kind of a fake hardo, and who is like legitimately somebody who knows what they're talking about and commands respect. Did you find that to be the case with the teams that you played for?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Like, you know when somebody come in, if they've been genuine or not, or somebody come in if they nervous. Like, me personally, I always went and met with the coach before we had, like, team meetings and stuff, just so I could get a better feel for them, you know, and see what they were thinking and how they was planning on moving. So, but yeah, as soon as, like, that's easy to sniff out, you know, if somebody going to be, you know, shoot to they self, you could tell that off rip.
Was there a time that your BS meter went out?
With head coaches, no, but with position coaches, yeah.
Okay, where was that?
Like when Josh Boyer first became the DB coach, trying to be, you know, But he actually ended up being better than I thought. I'm a better DB coach than I thought, but when he first got the job.
I win the pool.
I hit two.
Thanks, Brandon.
We've hit two.
Really, guys?
Yeah. Two dumps already? We've already had it for me. I said we're getting at least two this morning, and we're not. I mean, it's 8:11, and we're already hitting the two. I'm loving it.
Really, guys? I'm better than this.
I was unaware of this whole thing.
Bam.
All right. So you have the restaurant in Apopka. Is this a place where, I mean, it seems like an ideal thing that you own a place and you can kind of walk around. Is this a place where you can meet females and things of that nature?
Yeah, you can meet anybody there. You know, it's a nice restaurant. I have never met nobody there though, but yeah, you could.
Do you keep it? You keep kind of that separate. You don't want to use that.
Yeah, business is business, man. And when I go there, it's, you know, I try to, even though I go now to relax and chill, have a drink, but no, I don't go to meet nobody.
All right, that must disappoint some people though. I would imagine women come in there and they see you and then they're disappointed when you have to kind of shrug it off.
Man, honestly, I try my best not to have too long of a conversation with anybody that, you know what I mean? I think you'll fit in better that than I do.
You know what I mean, Rick? Now, if you took Waldick there, would you be able to walk him around and introduce him to some ladies?
Yeah, I got you, Waldick. Come on, bro, I got you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm telling you, I might be able to get Waldick laid for once, man. Y'all keep playing.
Do you think that your ability to finesse clientele would make up for Wallach's lack of looks?
Yeah, I got you, Waldick. Just let me know when you're ready, bro.
All right, no sweat.
Like, what would be your first pointer to him?
By the way, Waldick just said no sweat.
I am married with two kids. So let's just make sure we all understand.
Let's say for some reason, you know.
I forgot Waldick was married.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine.
Well, let's say for some reason that Wallach was single. Like, what kind of advice would you give a guy like him in order to get some sort of attention from the ladies?
First, I tell them to change their swag, man, because, you know, you got to get some contacts because them glasses make you look like Beavis Butthead, man. You know what I mean?
Okay, fair enough.
I tell them to change their swag, man.
That's true. Now that my teeth look tremendous, you know, now all I need is to get rid of it. Now I got to get rid of the glasses and I'm in, right?
Yeah, you'll be in there, you know. I got it. Listen, Waldick, I'm telling you, if you ever become single and you need some help, call me, bro.
Got it.
I'll fly out there. I'd fly up there for that, man.
Really? You would fly up there to be like a guru for him?
I'd fly up there to be your wingman, bro. I got you.
All right. All right. That sounds like a fantastic idea. You could come down there. You could take him to Rachel's. You could show him around.
Man, what happened to our show, man? What happened?
What do you mean?
What happened to the show? I thought we were finna get a show going.
The company got sold. That's why. Things happened, and the, you know, we're now with a different company, which probably would be more willing to have something like this happen. I know. We got to kind of build this back up again.
NBC Sports Boston didn't want to spend the money on this.
Yeah, but maybe Beasley would want to. They're all about the online stuff.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, they got to pay. They got to pay Brandon though.
Yeah, that's the truth.
NBC Sports Boston didn't want to pay you.
Who bought it again?
Beasley.
Yeah,
they're out of Florida. Yeah, so I mean, Naples. Yeah. They're a Florida company.
Oh, they're in Naples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I think I know who you're talking about.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Why would they buy a show way up there?
Because we were failing. No. No, they bought our.
They were listening to y'all. They were listening to you guys.
Yeah, and then they said, we can get these guys pretty cheap.
Oh, by the way, we're getting questions from listeners now. Actually, this listener works here at the station. It's a gentleman by the name of Joe Murray. Joe Murray says, hey, Brandon, do you smoke now that it's legal in Massachusetts? Rich has a problem and maybe he needs some advice. Okay, so it's marijuana was just legalized up here. Did you smoke by any chance, Brandon?
No, I don't.
Okay, you don't. All right. Have you have you ever known of anyone who can't get high? Because I tried it for the first time now that it's legal. Literally the first time. I'm a complete and total nerd. And I can't get high. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, you're smoking the wrong stuff, man.
All right. So what should I be looking out
for? Smoking banana peels. You're smoking oregano.
You're smoking the wrong stuff. Like, if the stuff you're smoking don't get you high, just give you a headache, then, I mean, you need to go at a higher grade.
Oh, man. But this stuff's kind of, because this is my first time, so they kind of recommended me with a blend, like, you know, right in the middle. It's supposed to feel nice, relaxed, and euphoric. And I even took gummies, like a bunch of them. And it didn't work. So even with gummies, you think that I'm still taking the wrong stuff?
It depends on like how many grams it had in it. You know how many? Like was it 5 gram, 10?
It was 8 per gummy, and I took 3.
Oh no! You should have been high as a kite.
I think that his clean living has gotten to him. He has an ability to feel that
superhero
way.
Abilities.
Yeah,
you should have been high as a kite, man. What was you doing,
dude? I don't know. And like the first thing I got was one of the vape pens, but it's the one that does it with the dry, with the actual flower. So you grind it up and you do it, and it didn't work that way. And I sucked on a bunch of drags, and I didn't get me high.
Sucked on a bunch of drags.
I don't smoke, so I don't know the terms. But then I was like, well, screw it, I'm just going to do these gummies, and I still couldn't get high. Well, at least I know now that I should have been. So this is very strange, Brandon. It's very strange.
Well, you put some PCP in there, like I have before.
Man, you had to be doing something wrong, man. You couldn't have ate that many gummies and not been high.
I did.
No, yeah.
That's impossible, man. There ain't no such thing as, like, I could give my puppy and he'll get high, so I know you got to get high.
Because I'm a lot like your puppy? What does that mean?
No, do you ever have a snake and you start blowing smoke in the snake's face and see if something weird's going to happen? I've had that. I've done that.
No, that's animal cruelty, man. You got to stop doing that. At least I'm saying it over the radio.
Animal cruelty to a snake.
Listen to Brandon. Already acting like the radio pro. He's had like one show on his own.
Nice job.
I like it, Brandon.
All right.
I learned from you guys, man. You know, it's crazy, though. Honestly, I said, I was like, everyone, we was talking about doing the show. I said, listen, man, I don't want to do the show unless it's just like y'all's show, man. I say, listen, I want to be able to talk about whatever. I don't want to talk about sports all the time. But we could base it around sports, but I want to be able to have fun. I said, y'all go listen to their show, man. That's what I want to do.
Oh, well, thank you. Very nice. That's a big compliment. Thank you very much.
Excellent. So where can people hear your show? Man. Oh, thanks, man. Where can they hear your show when are you guys on?
If you're in Florida, it's on 96.9 The Game. If you not, then it's AM 740. It's 7:40 AM.
All right, and it's an iHeart company, so you can.
Yes, iHeart.
Yeah, so you can get it there. All right, well, Brandon, thank you. Not so long between the next visit, and it's been.
I
too
know,
long.
Man. I got you, man. I got you.
All right, Brandon. Thank you for everything, and good luck with the show.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
All right, see you, man.
It. There you have it.
Hashtag sucked on a bunch of drags is now trending.
Sucks on the drags.
Yep. Oh, man. But I guess I know now that it should have worked.
Yeah, well, yeah. And Brenda's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, man. So it's in your head. You're thinking about it too much. Sure.
It doesn't.
I don't think you can just control it. And if you can, I'm kind of proud of mental capacity to be able to pull that off.
Then I'm upset with my mental capacity because I can't handle any of it. Yet, here I go again. I might be done now, but I keep going back to the well and expecting different results.
Dude, we got to bring him back somehow. We got to find excuses to have Brandon on.
He's got a lot going on.
I know he is, and that's the reason he couldn't come on this season. He's a busy, busy man.
All right. We will
look at all
be
these
back.
Phone lines. Now I can help Rich with the weed. Every time I mention it, I know I can help get you high.
Yeah. Yeah. Until you get high, let's leave it alone.
Rich, my God, I can help. Please let me help you.
I mean, I can help you. All right. We will introduce you to some of our worse than Brady contestants that have applied for said position, looking to get tickets to the San Diego, L.A. Stupid Chargers moving to L.A. The Chargers and Patriots game. I'm just going to say Chargers from now on. We'll have that for you coming up.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. As always, thank you for the people that want to give Rich advice on smoking marijuana. But
I mean, it's full phone lines.
I'm not taking it.
No, I know. But I mean, every time we mention it, it's like, my God, let me help you get high. You're not using it correctly. How about try 100 milligrams, somebody said, which I'm sure is a wise thing to do.
So my wife's even offering to help. She just texted. All right. We're doing a contest here, and we need some contestants. We have a few that we're going to play for you right now, and it's called Worse Than Brady. On the line. Well, first of all, you'll come in on Thursday, and you'll be on the show. You'll get to meet Nora, who competed before.
Mm-hmm.
She has found love based on her appearance on this show. And you'll meet Pasta Joe, hopefully.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Who's going to be in at 9 o'clock.
Mm, yep, he'll be here.
Frito burrito.
So you know how sometimes people... So you know how Greg Brady would surf and he was on the football team? He took very good care of himself. No, you're looking at someone who has a lifestyle that is very physically intensive. They watch everything they eat. They're looking for longevity, perhaps. You know, they're ultra marathoners. I hear about these people all the time. Now, what we're looking for is the opposite of that.
Right.
We're looking for someone who proudly rejects that kind of lifestyle and goes the other way. They're someone of hedonistic almost in a way, someone who enjoys the pleasures of life.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't care less about keeping yourself in shape, the type of food you're eating, where you place the food when you eat it.
Yeah.
We've had several people just like Pasta Joe, as a matter of fact, I think just had a big old thing of nachos on his chest while he was lying down when we first met him in his video on his couch while watching Netflix. But we did get some submissions yesterday. Now, okay.
Now, let me tell you how to do this.
Let's say this first. Okay. In fairness, this sounds wildly complicated, but just for legal reasons, we have to do this. It's not. There's literally only two real things you have to do.
You have to make a video that's under 2 minutes. You have until midnight tonight, 11:59. That's some legal
garbage. Some legal thing, yes.
It's no one's fault. It's just the way it is.
Right.
So you make the video that's under 2 minutes. You then go to Twitter and you tag the video with @98.5thesportshub and use the hashtag Worse Than Brady Contest 2019. Now, if you can't remember that right now, I don't blame you. So you can go to @TucherAndRich or 98.5thesportshub.com to reiterate those hashtags. Reiterate that hashtag or find out about it, whatever the correct term is. Well, Rich, we've got some. I haven't seen these.
Right, and once again, you're winning tickets to the playoff game this weekend. I mean, this is a big game.
Probably the best home divisional game that you can think of.
Without a doubt. So,
since Brady's been in his prime.
So let's meet some of the people that have submitted already. And this is somebody by the name of, and I don't know what I'm pronouncing correct, her name is Sidely. Now, Sidely has taken this video from her bed.
And she's good looking.
She is covered in what looks like a pile of plastic food cartons filled with many fried appetizers. Her room is a mess. And she is
hot.
So let's take a listen to Sidely.
I think I'm worse than Brady, well, first and foremost, because who isn't worse than him? Because he's a god. I hate those dudes that are like, oh, I want to Brady's. Like, all right, buddy, relax. You want to everyone's. Be real. That's like your secret way of coming out. So I'm worse than Brady because, like, look, I'm watching TV right now, right? And I have all this Uber Eats, like, mozzarella sticks, dude, just like falling down with honey mustard. Who gets honey mustard with mozzarella? Like, I do because I'm a gluttonous pig. So, like, here we go. Mind you, it's some TGI Fridays, but wait. While Brady has a jock strap and water and workout tools in his bag, nah, this is my bag. More Fridays. There's more. Like, when you can't decide, so you just pick everything because you're so gross. Like, probably didn't eat all this food. probably didn't need it all. Oh, but thank you so much for not giving me the extra sauce that I asked for. What am I at? 123? I got like 40 seconds. But giving me all these freaking wet naps. Like 45 things of utensils. Who the f*** don't have utensils at their house? But yeah, you don't
give me... Right there is a little bit of magic. She breaks into a real way of speaking. All right,
that's pretty good.
This slips a little bit right here. She slips up.
Like 45 things of utensils. Who the f*** don't have utensils at their house?
All right, so that's someone who's frustrated with the whole
process. It sounds like the Everett mating call.
Yeah. This is a conversation that happens in Bird's house every evening.
But yeah, you don't give me the extra sour cream I asked for. That's why I'm worse than Brady. And I do think I have nicer than Brady. So at least I got that. All right. Cheers. New year, new me. Sorry. New year. Fatter me. All right. Bye.
Okay. All right. So there we go. That is Sidley. That's
pretty good.
That's like right. Her. So she's. I like her too. I just retweeted her video.
Yep.
She seems like she's got a decent chance. Who do you got next, Fred?
I can do Babs or Mike.
All right. We could do. Let's do Mike.
Okay.
Mike is a gentleman who just starts off his video from inside of his house, which is just a cradle of filth.
I'm liking that.
Okay, it's just garbage and trash, like half-eaten bags of fast food everywhere. And then he slowly walks out to his car, which when he gets out to his super beauty of a car, you look at the inside and it's just littered with garbage.
Okay, so he's a man who's... doesn't value cleanliness. Here we go. We should have some kind of smell category.
We just smell the people who come in?
Yeah, like
a little creepy. Now that the girl's involved, if she is.
I just my smell, mate.
Okay.
So my name is Mike. Obviously, I'm a bit of a whore, kind of a slob. It's my Wendy's, some nip bottles. I'm actually nursing a pretty hardcore hangover this morning. The rest of my apartment. All right, Christmas. Take that down someday. I tripped over that. I was pretty drunk the other night, putting my trash out. Now we're gonna go check out my Lamborghini. My exhaust fell off. And this is my door handle.
Okay, so he's got like no door handle. He has to slip under, and there's this little flicky thing that just kind of broke off of it that he has to kind of do a cool trick with his hand in order to open his own car
door.
This
is another guy who would be good to sell his tickets.
By the way, this is not much different than my life when I was in college. Like, I mean, my car was crap, and I had to use a screwdriver to open my trunk.
All right, well, I had in college a very similar situation in terms of the trash.
Look at that roar. Probably don't want to show you what's in that trash bag. I'm definitely the opposite of Brady. I eat fast food probably 3 times a day. 4 sometimes if I get really drunk at night.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And do you want to go with the...
No, we'll wait for the next one. So remember to send us a video. It's wide open right now. Wide open. We're trying to get 3 contestants for this Thursday. It's remember, send us a Twitter video at 98.5 The Sports Hub, hashtag Worse Than Brady Contest 2019. And we will compile those together. And if you need some inspiration, we have a legend coming in studio in about 30 minutes or so.
I'll get up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta.
Just to show you what it takes to at least be a contestant. The guy didn't even win.
Pasta.
Which is insane.
No. He won our hearts.
Did he rip open his shirt like Hulk-like the last time he
That's
went
when
on
we
with
did
us?
The wrestling, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 3 out of the 4 guys, one girl and 2 guys, have come back to the show. Now, Pasta Joe and Nora are the breakaway stars. And then there was the other guy.
Just like,
who's
wanted
legit,
to kill you.
I'm not joking. But not necessarily me, but was legit scary. Like, not kidding around scary. Okay. So then again, so you can get all that information at 98.5thesportshub.com. And we will take your submissions until midnight. We'll play some more tomorrow.
All the good ones usually come in right before the deadline. So,
yeah.
So don't wait.
I know you're a slovenly pig like me, and sometimes you can put things off, but you only have, a little over 12 hours to get these things into us. When we come back, we will talk to Will Brinson
about the NFL and the divisional round playoff games.
So, Pasta Joe, what did you do yesterday?
Nothing.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Very exciting. Pasta Joe is in the parking lot. And Rich took a picture of him. He's in the Wheaties jacket. He's having a smoke. He's enjoying himself.
Okay.
Calming down before the big show.
We're betting 1,000 on guests today. I would have bet that not to happen.
Well, let's not jinx Thursday. That can be tough. Will Brinson is a senior writer for CBSSports.com, and you can catch Will on the Six Picks Pick Six podcast, available on CBSSports.com and iTunes. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Brinson, hello.
Hey, morning, fellas. Hope you're all geared up for Chargers rivalry week. I know that's a big deal up there in New England. But Philip Rivers versus Tom Brady, a rivalry as old as time. Two guys that have done battle so many times with an even outcome.
I would say that this is like going to be the most entertaining. However, we have been robbed of a Ray Lewis inspirational speech before the game, unfortunately, which would have made it all worth it.
This guy, this Ray Lewis guy. He's like, the game's in Baltimore. Well, yeah, I'd love to do a 17-minute dance routine before the team comes out. He talks with CBS about potentially having his own dance special, a 30-minute pregame dance special where it's just Ray Lewis dancing in front of the cameras and screaming.
I can boogie. All right. So, Will, you mentioned this matchup, and you've been hot on the Chargers all year. They've been
for a couple years.
Yeah, no,
for a couple
years. Picked him to win the Super Bowl last year.
But, well, this year, you picked the Chargers this year, didn't you, to make the Super Bowl?
I picked the Chargers to make the playoffs, and then before the playoffs started, I picked the Chargers to win the Super Bowl. So, we all can't just have regular season picks now. You got to have playoff picks now, too. So, I changed my picks at the start of the playoffs. But I got off the Chargers bandwagon so that they could live. I sacrificed my own personal gain so the Chargers could have success.
All right, so when you look at this and you look at them you look at this game, why are you that confident that the Chargers will win the Super Bowl?
Well, I think this is probably the worst matchup for the Patriots. I mean, this is Bill Belichick and Tom Brady is 7-0 against Philip Rivers in his career, including two games in the playoffs. I would argue that the two playoff games are a little different than your normal playoff game. One, the one in New England after the 2006 season, the Chargers should have won were it not for Marlon McCree being stripped by Troy Brown. And then in 2007, the undefeated Patriots went up against Philip Rivers without an ACL. And so that's sort of, you get a little bit of a hall pass for that one. I do think, though, that this Chargers team is different. They have, you saw what they did against Baltimore in terms of putting seven defensive backs in on the field for 58 to 59 snaps. They have the ability to be versatile. Derwin James is an all-pro rookie safety. They have a running game with Melvin Gordon and Austin Eckler that can, dominate and eat up clock. Keenan Allen is a true number one receiver. Rivers is not. If you look at the list of guys, the quarterbacks that have come into Foxborough over the last 8 years and lost to the Patriots, and most of them haven't even covered, it's not exactly a murderer's row, right? Marcus Mariota, Brock Osweiler, Alex Smith, Matt Schaub, you go on and on. Andrew Luck in his second year in the Deflategate game is probably the best quarterback that they faced. And so I think it is, given the Patriots' defense, I think it's problematic to have a guy like Rivers, a veteran quarterback who probably won't be fooled as much by Belichick coming in, especially when he has a ground game, and then Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram to put pressure on Tom Brady.
Okay, what did the Ravens defense do right to stifle Philip Rivers? Because he didn't have a passing touchdown, and obviously this is this season he's been one of the more explosive passers in the game. What happened? What did they do, and what can the Patriots learn from that?
Well, they got pressure on him. I mean, the Ravens defense is really good. They played a great game. And I think that Rivers was, after that first game against Baltimore and with the last few weeks of the season, the Chargers have had the best offensive line they've had under Rivers since LT was there this year. But over the past 3 or 4 weeks, it's really shown some weaknesses, especially in terms of interior pressure. So the Patriots can get interior pressure on Rivers and can force him off his spot and can disguise some coverages and have him make some questionable throws, which he is more than willing to do in big spots all the time. I mean, he gets Kansas City. Their defense stinks. Then I think that's how the Patriots take control of this game and then try and pound Sony Michel over and over again.
Okay, so now, do you think that the Patriots defense has the actual tools and the ability to be able to do that? I mean, obviously the secondary has been fantastic this year, but do you think that otherwise they'll be able to stop Phillip Rivers?
Yes and no. I don't think that on paper you look at it and say, all right, this Patriots team can get after Phillip Rivers. I do think, however, because you have Bill Belichick with two weeks to prepare, probably believing, I don't think he prepared only for the Chargers. I think he probably, had a Ravens game plan and a Chargers game plan. But you have to think that, seeing him twice, that the Chargers could have won. I would have to think that he will engineer a way to get some pressure on Rivers while also, not compromising the back end of the safety. The back end of the secondary, excuse me. Yes, I think that with Belichick pulling the levers, and Brian Flores working the defense, there is the ability to get it. I would say no, just based on paper, that they don't have the pass rushers and the defensive line presence that you would want to get after Phillip Rivers.
The other thing about this game, Will, is the wisdom here is growing that if the Patriots can win this game, they might wind up hosting the AFC Championship game. Are you among those that are hopping on the Indianapolis bandwagon at Kansas City?
I am picking the Chiefs to win, but not by much. If you look at the Chiefs' last five games, right? Two against the Raiders, which we can toss out because the Raiders are garbage. They played the Ravens at home and won in overtime, 27-24. They played the Chargers at home and lost 28-27 or 29-28, one of those two. And then they went to Seattle and lost 38-31. The common theme among all three of those teams is the ability to grind out drives with a physical running game, to eat up clock, to keep Patrick Mahomes up the field, and to maybe try and steal some turnovers and then win one late. And that's exactly what the Colts are. I mean, the Colts are the blueprint. The Colts are if you were trying to create a team that could mess with Kansas City in the postseason, it's Indianapolis. I mean, they have Earl Grey. You guys watch these highlights of my man Earl Grey, Quentin Nelson. That's his nickname, by the way.
Oh, Quentin, who yells and stuff when he's tackling. Hey, Quentin, what's up, man? Of Jim Irsay's phone call fame.
Yeah, but remember when I told you like a few weeks ago, I was like, he teabags everybody?
Yes.
So you call him Earl Grey. Okay.
So you're calling him Earl Grey now. Okay.
So ways to go, but
that's his nickname. That's his, like, if you Google Quentin Nelson Earl Grey, that's like the NFL players call him. So I think with him and that offensive line, Marlon Mack's averaging 110 yards per game and 5 yards per carry over the last four, including that playoff game against the Texans, who are a very good defensive team against the run. I think they can go in there and chew up clock. And if you look at Patrick Mahomes, I think it's just interesting to watch. I don't know if it'll happen. But in his four primetime games on the road this past year, and that was at New England, at Seattle, at Denver, one more that I'm forgetting where he sort of struggled. He was just a little jumpy. Like, he was a little gassed. Oh, at the Rams. He was a little gassed up to start the games. And you could tell that, the adrenaline got to him and that it made the stage wasn't too big. But, at first it was a little overwhelming. And I wonder if he might react that way in his first playoff start. We've already seen three first-time playoff starters lose, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Colts came out with a great game script for Andrew Luck, like they did against the Texans, went down and got some scores early. The Chiefs maybe stumbled out of the gate a little bit, and then all of a sudden, Indy's doing these clock-chewing drives. Now, look, if the Colts go punt, 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 punt in the second half like they did against the Texans, it's good night, Irene, and they won't stand a chance. But I think this is a Colts team that can score against the Chiefs, and I wouldn't be surprised if they won. I'm picking the Chiefs in a close one.
Okay, finally, it seems improbable, but let's say that the Eagles once again make it to the Super Bowl or even win it. Do they keep Nick Foles?
I mean, emotionally, yes. Objectively, if you had to turn somebody into a robot, like make Howie Roseman a robot, he would say no. I don't think so, and I think he has to act like a robot in this case. I don't think you can keep You can't trade Carson Wentz. I mean, you just can't do it. Now, maybe you could franchise tag Nick Foles and decide that you're going to wait 1 year to sign Carson Wentz to a new contract, and then you can sort of finagle the cap and play the insurance game, and that's fine. I don't think you can trade Carson Wentz. He's too valuable. He's too much of a young quarterback who's shown MVP caliber skills. And Nick Foles, they had to bring back Carson Wentz early this season because Nick Foles was struggling out of the gate and they weren't winning games.
Those games didn't count.
Yeah, right. It's just incredible. It's like the Flacco booing thing. It's just, people have these short memories. They're like, boo Lamar Jackson, get us Joe Flacco back on the field. You hate Joe Flacco. What are you talking about? And, you know, and with Foles and Wentz, it's the same thing. You know, like, in the second they traded Wentz and went with Foles, it would be one of those Joe Bluth, like, I've made a huge tiny mistake moments where the camera zooms into Howie Roseman and he's panicking. You don't live that one down. I get that if Foles makes a run, you build him a statue, do whatever you got to do. But, you're not trading Carson Wentz to play Nick Foles full time.
All right. Well, Will Brinson, should be an interesting weekend. We appreciate the time as always. And you can listen to him on the Pick 6 podcast and at CBSSports.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Always a pleasure. Have a great week.
All right, see you, man.
You do the same. All right. Well, it's very exciting. Rich, do we know where he is? Is he in the building?
Is he in the building? No, he's downstairs.
Yeah, Nick says downstairs.
Okay. All I know is that picture of him, I'm about to tweet out of him just standing in the parking lot. It's just fantastic.
It's good. He remained true to himself. He's still got the Wheaties jacket. Hasn't changed.
He does.
So the last time we did Worse Than Brady, we met this man, and I fell in love with him. Pasta Joe, he brought the heat.
He did.
He made the room about 10 degrees hotter when he came in.
That's why he wears orange. He's like the sun.
Yep.
He's like, I got my Wheaties jacket. It's a NASCAR jacket. Has he told you that?
I don't know if it's his jacket or that's just a shirt that he's got in this case.
Oh, you think that he's roughing it?
I think he just likes the color orange.
Okay.
Well, the ideal would be if he came in today and then Nora's already committed to Thursday being a guest judge and the Pasta Joe could come back in. Because Pasta Joe coming up with who he wants to win and why will be a delightful event. It's going to take...
He's going to pick someone and say, why? I don't know.
No, it's why, and then there's going to be 30 seconds of silence. And then it's going to be like, choose.
Right, he's our Simon Cowell. He'll be the final vote.
Yep. That's right, you got to do it. All right, we will have Pasta Joe in studio in just a few moments. Very exciting.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.